Timing is everything, and the symbolism was hard to miss. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the first to arrive in this castle vineyard just outside of Chisinau, welcomed by President Maia Sandu. As one of Europe's poorest countries, the war is a security challenge for Moldova. It's taken in more Ukrainian refugees per capita than any other country.
A war that brings us all together in our strong desire to restore peace on our continent. But we can do so much more together.
Zelensky made Ukraine's desires clear.
We need peace. We need just peace. That is why every European country that borders Russia and that does not want Russia to tear it apart should be a full member of the EU and NATO.
Ukraine is front and center at this second meeting of the European political community. A brainchild of French President Emmanuel Macron, set up after Russia invaded Ukraine last February. The guest list reads like a who's who of European powers, and the message is clear: Europe stands together and it stands with Ukraine and with the host nation, Moldova. The summit taking place only around 20 kilometers away from the Ukrainian border. Moldova closed its airspace to commercial aircraft for the duration of the conference, with NATO surveillance planes in the skies. Around 6 hours after the summit started, some final words.
Today we have shown our strength and unity at a time when the stability of our continent is under threat.
A formal conference to talk informally, with no pressure to deliver. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Bulboka, Moldova.